Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. What's good? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Hey, Faith Walkers, how's it going? What is good? We have got an information session for prophetic monthly training this week, Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come join us if you have benefited from these episodes on the prophetic. These have been some of the most downloaded episodes. So if that is something that God has dropped in your heart right now, if that is something that is speaking to you, if it's resonating with you in a way that is undeniable, I encourage you to come to this free information session and learn about what happens in prophetic monthly training. Something that we have set out to do is have live training for 6 virtual sessions every single month. And this training is new every single month. It is not the same training. There is a mix of teaching, activating, coaching, processing, and just about everything in between. And it's truly amazing too when you get around a community of prophetic people because the talk is different, the language is different, the pursuits are different. And that's really important when you are diving deep into the things of God, into being truly led, guided, and supported by Him, and being an instrument in His hands to build up, to comfort, to encourage the body. So I encourage you, come join us. You can join us inside Courage Co., www.courageco.org. Once you create an account, because it is a private app, so once you create an account, you will log in and you will see a main dashboard. And in this main dashboard, in the left menu, there are events. And you can RSVP to this event. You can sync it to your calendar. You can join us live. So come hang, come learn about prophetic monthly training. If you want to register directly and just get plugged in, you're welcome to do that as well. There is a link to do so in the show notes. All right. So good. So exciting. So I thought I would address hopelessness today. Yeah, and I'm coming at it from a different angle than maybe you have heard before, but I feel like there is revelation connected to this. There's definitely an anointing connected to this, relevancy. It's just a now word. So let's dive into this thing, shall we? I encourage you, if you are not driving, to get a pen, get a notebook. There are going to be a lot of different biblical references, so that's a great thing to be noting and jotting down. There also might be some valuable insights that you might think that you'll remember, but there's something about grabbing a pen and putting it on paper that actually ensures that you remember and that you can go back and recall that later. And it also helps you build this history and this track record with God. So go grab a pen and paper. If you don't have that, you can also write notes into your phone if you want to do that. If you're driving, just receive. Don't do anything crazy. When you're stopped, you can also do voice notes and talk into your phone. Whatever you got to do, get creative with it. But make sure that you're jotting down what is resonating with you. Okay, so an interesting way to view hopelessness, I actually am pulling this from 1 Corinthians 15:19. We are of all men most miserable if we don't have hope. And I know this to be true by personal experience. Many of you might also know what it feels like to be hopeless or even to feel powerless. But what's interesting and where my brain goes is I start to ask, well, where does hopelessness come from? Or what does that mean, even biblically speaking, right? Like, is it the same as being powerless? What is the root of this? So hopelessness is the lack of value, a lack of worth, and a lack of knowing your gifting or your calling. And that's why it feels hopeless. Okay? Hopelessness is the lack of value, so not valuing who you are form shaped and anointed to be, a lack of worth, not seeing yourself as who you are in Christ, right? We can't really know who we are. We find out our identity. We discover our identity in Christ, a lack of knowledge of your gifting and calling as well. And that would be very similar to having no purpose, having no meaning, significance, or fulfillment in life. Okay. No big deal. Just that. And I would venture to say that so many people live in this every single day with a lack of value, a lack of worth, and a lack of knowing their gifting and calling. It is a miserable place to be. And it's one that we can't dig ourselves out of necessarily just through therapy or through personal development or through phoning a friend. You've literally got to get to God to get this worked out. Okay. So we're going to work it out a little bit here. And give you some new things to start thinking about so that you don't stay in that place and you can start venturing out into the deep with God in a different sort of way. So imagine how powerful your gift would be if you obeyed God's call. Just sit on that thought for a second. Imagine how powerful your gift would be if you obeyed God's call. A lot of times we think things like, well, I'm just terrified with what comes from the call, so I'd rather just ignore that I heard God tell me something and just run from it instead. Or I don't like the idea of what I'm going to have to sacrifice to be sold out to Christ. I still like these, you know, vain imaginations, these temptations, these indulgences. I still enjoy these and I don't want to give those up. And I'm afraid of the pain or what I'm going to have to walk through to transition into being sold out to Christ, right? I'm afraid of not having a crutch. I've grown accustomed to my crutch, whatever that is. And now I'm afraid of what's going to happen if I don't have a crutch in life, right? Can I truly just depend on God? Is that enough? And it's an interesting thought, right? Because we're going to be a slave to something or someone, okay? And not everyone is a very good slave master, right? So if you're going to be a slave to something, I would argue it should be Christ. Now imagine how secure your covering would be if you walked in God's call. You know, if you've ventured out into any dreams before, if you have attempted a big risk of some kind, it's likely that if you did that in your own strength and understanding that you weren't covered, okay? And then you probably dealt with some consequences of that. But where God guides, he provides. Like, you are literally covered by him and what he's called you into. So imagine how secure your covering would be if you walked in his call. So there's been different times in my own life where I've risked much. I've sacrificed much because I just felt like that was what I should be doing, right? However, I didn't know God then, and I didn't know how to move in his call, in his way, in his standard, in his path, right? In his authority, in his anointing, in his gifting, in his calling, all those things. No clue, right? Just really was out there with some blind ambition, right? Hoping for the best. And you usually find the worst in that. However, learned a lot, learned a lot, can spare you years of pain from accelerated learning. But imagine, though, how secure your covering would be if you walked in God's call. So I know the difference now between walking in my way and then walking in God's call. And when you're walking in God's call, there's still some times where you're not quite sure, do I stay? Do I leave? Do I step into this? Is it time yet? Is it not time yet? There is still this ongoing journey of discerning the voice of God and the leadership and the direction of God, right? But when you're moving with him, you're covered. When you're still in his will, when you're still serving where you are until it's plain and he will make the way plain, you're covered. You're covered. And there's just something different about being covered. There's a peace that comes with that. There is a contentment that comes with that. There is a lack of striving that comes with that. It's just a really nice place to be, although it's an uncomfortable place to be, which doesn't really make sense, but it is a totally different experience than when you're just trying to move in your own strength, where you're anxious, where you're restless, where you can't sleep at night, where you're constantly future tripping and thinking about all these worst case scenarios. None of that is happening when you're covered by God, okay? There's a surrender, there's a trust, and there's a leaning on God, a dependency on God, and a knowing, right, that he's faithful, that he's good, that he's leading you somewhere. And then lastly, imagine how much peace comes in operating in the gift and calling that is on your life. There is hands down nothing that can compete with the peace of God. Nothing. So when you finally step into this level of peace, that is what makes you want to guard it. That's what makes you want to guard your heart. That's what makes you want to protect your value, protect the gifts and callings that are on your life, because you don't want to lose that peace. You don't want to lose that sensitivity to God. You don't want to lose that contentment that was so costly to access. You don't want to lose that. So you're going to fight to protect that. You actually have fear of the Lord now. Okay? So imagine how much peace comes in operating in the gift and calling that is on your life. This supernatural peace just falls on your life. So a few things to know. If you didn't know this, if no one has affirmed this to you, you are gifted. No question. You are gifted. You've been called out and you're in God's story. You've been gifted, you've been called out, and you're in God's story, okay? So it's really, really interesting when you start walking with God, no matter what that looks like. If this is just simple obedience where you've been called out of darkness into light as a believer, or if you've been called into gifting, you learn how to go from being led by so many other things to being spirit-led. So you learn how to go from being led by your head, from being led by money and the price of things, from being led by pressure, from being led by feelings, from being led by pride, from being led by ego, from being led by jealousy or comparison, to being fully and only spirit-led. Okay, so just consider that for a second. We live in a culture right now that is finally embracing mental health, which is great. We haven't quite ventured to emotional health, let alone spiritual health. And all of these things are very, very important. It is what the world says when you live from the inside out. That's truly how you change your life. You don't change your life from the outside in, you change it from the inside out. But we don't really start changing until we start getting to the heart of the matter of things, to the root of things. If we're only looking at the effects of things or the outcomes of things, we're missing it. So when it comes to being spirit-led, it's so important just to assess that. Are you led? Like, what are you led by? You know, I know for a long time I was led by anxiety. I was led by ambition. I was led by pressure. I was led by standards and different ideals that I had been exposed to or that I had been groomed in growing up. And that could be anything. That could be image, that could be success, that could be different pursuits, right? What those look like, what it looks like to be successful, what it looks like to be worthy and accepted, all of those things. Those can change basically anywhere you go. This group of people accepts this. This group of people rejects that. So anywhere you can go, you just learn to become a chameleon, but you learn to be led in so many things that do not serve you, right? And I often think too, especially a mind that is not renewed, when we get in our head, we're dead. So when we spend too much time just trying to analyze our thoughts versus renew our mind, we don't really get anywhere. Or when we don't process our emotion and learn how to embrace them for the tools, for the lessons, for the gold that they offer us, right? When we don't do that, we end up repressing and suppressing a lot of pain, and we build from brokenness. And broken people build broken things. That's what they do. They don't build from wholeness. They don't build from completion. They build from brokenness. And broken people break things. That's what happens, okay? So we can do that a lot of times. And so when you think about it, if you're just led by the doctrine of emotion, or if you're led by your mind, or if you're led by gossip, or if you're led by what other people are saying, where is there room to actually be led by the Word of God, which is how you discern the voice of God and the Spirit of God? Really, really interesting. Okay, we actually have this co-witness, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside of us, and we can experience the presence of God. We can call on God, seek God out, ask and inquire of Him, and be led by Him anytime, anywhere. But how often do we actually do that? It's a really great thing to think about, right? Like, how often are we actually pursuing the Lord and being led by the Lord? Okay. Now, a great thing to know when it comes to trusting God is that He leads and He rules and reigns with love, grace, and justice. So you can trust how He rules completely. And you can operate anything that He's entrusted to you without fear in a manner that is subject to His rule and His way, even when it doesn't make sense to your rational mind, because you know that He is good and He is faithful and He won't lead you astray. He won't lead you in a corrupt, wicked, evil way. That is not what He does. Now, the devil will do that, but God will not do that, okay? So when you're building with God, here are some interesting things that are so countercultural, and they're often so simple that we don't embrace them, okay? And this is why the Bible tells us to become like a child, right? Just take in what your parents are saying without pressing into it and questioning it and overanalyzing it. Just embrace things like a child does. Okay, so here are some countercultural instructions directly from the Word of God. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Okay, so this is how, when you start doing this more and more every day, when you deny letting your mind reign, when you deny moving just off of your feelings, when you deny all those things, when you humble yourself before the Lord, He will exalt you. He will lift you up, right? When you move and what He says is right, you end up being rewarded for that, okay? But it's not the easy decision. It often requires much in the moment, and you'll see why here in a second. You can't serve both God and money. Serve God. And this is true of anything, right? You can't serve God, and you can't serve, you know, people and be a people pleaser and serve God at the same time. Right? God will inform you how to do right relationship with people, but you can't please people. You might have tried to do this, right? And you've seen how that doesn't work, right? That creates for a very volatile existence, right? God does not build in people pleasing and codependency. That is not His design. Don't be anxious about your life, worrying about the basic essentials of living. So anxiety is not building by the Spirit of God. Pray for and speak words of blessing over those who persecute you. After all, if you only love those who love you, what is the difference between you and those who are not sons and daughters of God? That's an example of what's not easy to do. Like, your first reaction, if you're living off of emotion, is not to pray for and speak words of blessing over those who are persecuting you. That is not your go-to. That is not what your natural mind is going to lead you to do, or what your emotions are going to lead you to do, or even what other people will lead you to do. But what God says, right, is to pray for and speak words of blessing over those who persecute you. Speaking of persecution, rejoice and be glad when it happens. What? I don't know if you see many people model that, but that is a very interesting one to model. Very interesting one to model. Okay, but the strange thing about how that works too, when you are rejoicing and glad in it, when you're not reacting and clapping back when you're being persecuted, you do get more blessed, strangely enough. So when you actually honor God's word, you do get blessed in the process. Give to the one who begs from you and don't refuse the one who would borrow from you. Huh, that's an interesting one, right? Turn the other cheek. If anyone sues you and takes your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him for two. The things that you learn in embracing God's truth, who you become in embracing the truth, that is what these scriptures are about. There's a wide path to destruction. Don't follow the masses. Choose the narrow gate. More and more, we're seeing why this is important in the world that we live in. Serve the poor and show compassion to the least of these. Become like a child so that you may experience the kingdom. And don't condemn people. Jesus isn't in that. So operating in a spirit-driven way may not seem natural. It might seem quite unnatural for you. And initially, that might seem confusing. But the Lord will give you strength to do this, right? Your helper, the Holy Spirit, will help you do what pleases God. God will give you the will and desire to do what pleases him. These things that please him, he will give you the will and desire to do that, okay? If you are genuine in pursuing this, the Lord will support you in that, okay? So you may find, as you're leaning into this countercultural way to living, that there's just this mountain for you to unlearn, a mountain of all of these things to unlearn, right? But God will help you. That is normal. It's just like renewing your mind. When you first start renewing your mind, you're aware of all of the lies that you've been partnering with and believing for years. And that could seem intimidating to start unlearning. But instead of thinking how far you have to go, just start renewing, because that compounds little by little. And soon enough, you're living in the truth and you're believing the truth and you have a very different life, unrecognizable to where you were even months or years ago, which is worth it. Okay. Now, what is the path to really embrace this spirit-driven life? It's intimacy. Intimacy with God. Intimacy with God is everything. It's everything, and it's the foundation of your life as a believer, of having spirit-driven operations in all you think, say, and do. So intimacy with God strengthens our trust in him and his promises. Okay? And intimacy creates trust, and trust then creates greater intimacy. You might know this by personal experience and relationships that you have, right? The closer you get to somebody, the more you can see into them and they can see into you, who you authentically are, not who you're pretending to be, right? You start to trust them because you start to see consistencies in them. Now, if they're presenting inconsistencies, that would be a flag. That would be a really real reason to not build, right? It would be a great reason to pause and not continue to move forward. All right, so when you think about having intimacy with God, what does that look like for you in this season? If you were to really pursue God and get closer to God, or even let God into your heart in this season, what does that look like for you personally? Okay, some benefits to being connected to God and truly making him the Lord of your life. One, you're firmly rooted in Christ. So the more you just literally commune with the one who created you, the more you can see who you truly are, because this intimacy will reveal your identity. And when you're operating out of who you are, that identity creates freedom. It brings freedom into your life. You no longer have to please people. You no longer have to, you know, figure out who they want or need you to be. You can just be who you are. And love that and appreciate that. You have an ability to discern God's voice. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So heaven is always speaking, and intimacy is what positions you to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart. Okay, so a lot of times when we can't hear God, intimacy is the problem, okay, or the opportunity. Alignment of your desires with God's. So in the Bible, it tells us in Psalm 37:4 that when you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. But it's through your intimacy with the Lord that he actually places or puts upon you the very secret petitions and prayers. He literally places them on your heart in intimacy with him because he gives you these desires of your heart. Okay? So your dreams and desires align with his will and his thoughts concerning you. And that is how you can trust them. Maybe you couldn't trust some ideas that you had in the past, but this is how that's different. You can rest instead of striving. And this sounds impossible at first, but it is so possible. Fellowship with Jesus and enjoying the presence of God allows you to enter into his rest, okay? So you start working in this unforced rhythm of grace. That's how God works. He just enables you to do things. He graces you with an ability, with an anointing to do things without the burdens, without the anxiety and overwhelm. So fellowship is what helps you stay in lockstep with God. There's also an ability to maintain pure motives. And in the world that we live in, it is so easy to get contaminated. Just think about how sicknesses spread. Doesn't take much, right? Same thing with different motives of your heart, with different attitudes, with different thoughts, with different belief systems. This is why you have to constantly be checking in and see what you are absorbing, what you are feeding yourself with. All right, so selfish ambition usually is where impurity comes from. But selfish ambition will corrupt all endeavors, period. It just will. Ambition that is not honoring and surrendered to God can easily lead down a path of destruction and way quicker than you can imagine. And intimacy is what purifies our hearts and purifies our motives. Because sometimes we're blind to self. We think that what we're doing is good. That's what the world tells you too, right? Do you. Live your best life. Do what just makes you happy. Life is short, right? The Bible is not teaching that. You also encounter the peace that surpasses all understanding that I mentioned. And there's no peace like the peace of God. And God's peace comes when we are willing to pour out our hearts to him authentically and renew our minds through his word. And then we also, one of my favorites, we get access to God's secrets, which is so fun. So intimacy develops friendship with God. And it is in that friendship that you receive greater revelation and secret counsel. It talks about this in Psalm 25:14. But God revealed his secrets to his friends. And he doesn't call us servants, he calls us friends. Interesting, right? So those are some of the benefits of intimacy if you needed some. But something important to remember, God has intimately formed you for a purpose, for a specific time, a specific place, and a specific people. There's congruence that will happen in your life. And you have been graced as a son or a daughter of God with many gifts. It talks about this in Romans 11:29. And these gifts are freely and graciously given. You didn't do anything to earn them. God just hid these gifts in you, his earthen vessel. Okay? So two things to look at. Charisma means diverse or many gifts of grace. And then mata means irrevocable or without repentance. So the gifts that God gives you are graced to you and they're diverse. He gives you many gifts and they're without repentance. So you could be gifted your entire life, but you might not be using it for God's purposes. So we see this quite a bit. Like, look at the music industry. There's plenty of people that are gifted, okay, that have gifts that are given by God, but they're not using them to glorify God or advance his kingdom. Okay? So that can happen. Now, gifts are not personality driven. They are granted as an act of God's grace and they are given based on the calling on your life. That's why nobody has the same expression. Okay? Your gifts also stay undercover or they remain in obscurity until someone calls you out. So gifts are waiting for the calling. All right. And callings then are the things that are summoned or that someone has given you the authority and privilege to do. So there's two different kinds of calls. We've got this believer's call, which is where we're called out of darkness into light. And then where there's also the gifted's call, where the gift is called out of you in the right time and season for acts of service. Okay, so examples of this could be Adam or Noah or Moses. They were all called out in a specific time and season for a specific place and people. Okay, so how do you discern this? Some of the ways that you can start paying attention to your personal calling, which is what really leads to this end of hopelessness and journey into fulfillment, okay? You start uncovering passions that you have. And these could be passions for things that really light you up or things that really upset you and that you think are unjust and that need to be addressed, okay? There also might be a personal story, and there might be a few that have themes around them that are revealing what you are called to, okay? And then there also might be needs, problems, or opportunities that you've constantly found yourself being a solution for or being called into. There's so many opportunities in this specific area, or you constantly are solving these specific problems, or you're addressing these needs. This is how you can start discerning personal calling. Martin Luther says, "Your calling in life is to do whatever your station in life dictates." And John Calvin says, "God gives the gift, but it is your calling to find it." Okay, so when you can start pursuing your gifts like you would a personality assessment, right? Or when you can start training in gifts that people might say, right? Like if you have been called to back in the day, right? Like somebody was talking to me about the prophetic and prophets. I had no idea what that meant, but I started pursuing that. I started pursuing partnering with God to get information about what does this mean, right? How does this relate to me? Is there a calling on my life to an office or to a gifting here? What is happening, right? That's something you can pursue. You can ignore it or you can pursue it. Okay, so that led me into three different ministry school programs. So lots of training and development for sure. So think about who has been instrumental. This is another great way that you can get to your calling. Think about who's been instrumental in developing, leading, educating, and establishing you into your gifts and abilities. Think about who those people are, because those are people that God brought into your life, okay, for a reason, a season. And then what are the gifts you think you have or that you know that you have? So anxiously pursue good causes because God has equipped you with the power to do so. That's what it says in Philippians 2:12. Look at that. Anxiously pursue. Like do not rest until you are chasing after your calling, right? Calling is an inner urge to give your gifts away. Calling allows you to remain true to who you are. You don't have to compromise with calling. You won't have to do that. Calling summons you to expose your gift, even if you don't know what your gift is. So, for example, I was called into a recovery space. And it was in this recovery space that I started seeing other gifts and abilities that I had no idea, zero clue that were on the inside of me, absolutely zero idea. None of that had ever been necessarily spoken over me, nurtured, none of those things. I had no idea. But I started becoming a prayer warrior and an intercessor. And I was somebody that was very quiet, very shy, would not talk. And then all of a sudden, I'm praying over people in public and God is giving me words to pray. And it is wild. I've never experienced that, right? It's almost like the out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I was experiencing that. So prayer was being activated in me, a teaching gift and anointing was being activated as I was leading in this ministry. There were so many things that were happening. Different inspirational speaking gifts were coming out. An ability to break down complex issues, deliverance. So many things were happening. Acceleration. So many things started getting activated. It was truly amazing. Okay, so sometimes just giving your yes to something is key to uncovering what you are called into. And I've often been called into leadership positions. So gifts are where you start, but callings are where the gifts take you, okay? And God qualifies you because he's called you, right? He qualifies the called, and he calls you by giving you the charismata, by giving you the gifts, by giving you the ability to be an answer for a specific reason, season, people, place, okay? So a couple of things to think about here. No, number one, part of what can create confusion is that's a primary agenda of the enemy. He wants to create confusion and double-mindedness so that you're unstable and ineffective in whatever God has placed on your heart, okay? So the enemy will always come after what you're called to do, always, all right? Let that not be surprising, but also don't get so concerned about you or the trials that come with calling. What you can do instead is lay before God and be ready to obey when the call comes, okay? Like literally get before God and find out how you can be faithful and obedient and excellent where you are and prepare for calling, okay? And you might not have no clue what it is, but God does, and he will have you preparing, and you'll be preparing and you don't even know why sometimes, but at the set time, he will reveal it to you and you'll be so grateful that you were preparing and training that whole time because you would otherwise not be found ready, and that would not be a good place to be. So God's word satisfies and confirms everything. So make your direction sure on your path by going to God's word. This is always where you're hearing God's voice, okay? God's voice is evident in his word. So always have this agenda to stay low, to stay humble, and to stay close to God, always. Now, gifts also operate in times and seasons. So this means that when it's time for the gift will be called forward. So you don't really make the decision. You just know that you have the gifts, okay, so that you know when to recognize a gift, all right, and when it's a moment, and you can lean into that moment. Okay, you can obey in that moment because you'll often feel, right, nervous. You'll often feel like you're not qualified, but God, again, qualifies the called. So it's so important that you know that you have these gifts. So when the time is right and God opens a door of opportunity, you can say yes and obey him in that. Now, in the meantime, something that's really important to do is work your field. So like David, right? Like David gets activated to do all these amazing things. Then he just goes back to the field to work the field like the shepherd that he is, right? He's not moving for promotion or to be seen as significant in some kind of way, despite what was prophesied, right? He's just working his field until the time for the gift is evident. So never stop doing what you're doing, right? Be faithful to God where you are. Don't force things. They will come in time, okay? An example of this, sometimes the place isn't prepared yet. Sometimes the people aren't there yet. You know, I think about a time where I really felt ready to step into something. I'm like, okay, like this feels like the time. Well, it was premature. It wasn't the time. In fact, it was still another 6 months. I think that specific thing that I'm thinking about was 6 months. Okay. Now there was another time where I felt like I was ready to move into something new, but I didn't know what that new thing was. And I waited 2.5 years to figure out what that new thing was. Okay. There was a time where I felt called to a different expression in career, and that took many, many years. There was lots of training, way more training and way more preparation than I had anticipated. You know, what I thought I was ready for and what God knows is required did not match, okay? So there took years and years and years sometimes, and so it's important that you're just faithful where you are, okay? So, so important. The time will come. The time will come. Now, also, God won't take gifts from you, right? They're irrevocable, but he may give somebody else the passion to do the same thing that you feel called to, or this desire to pursue the call if you refuse to surrender to it. So God basically will, his will come to pass. And it, you get the invitation to partner with him in that, but if you are not ready, he will choose somebody who is, okay? So that's just something that I find very humbling, right? Peace really comes when you stop running and you obey God, when you recognize that you are predestined to something and you're open to it and you obey the call. Okay, the more you resist, the more you run, the harder it is to stop running, the more messes inevitably and consequences that you end up walking through and having to clean up that all could have been avoided. Like, this is like the Jonah strategy. You could avoid all of that, okay? And I think about this too when I'm sensing a sense of urgency. Like, this is how I often distinguish when it's a set time for something. I will feel compelled to do it. I'll be freaked out by it. I might be intimidated by the weight of it, but I'm like, oh man, this is like a now thing. Like, there's a weight to it that I'm like, this is, yeah. Like, there's an urgency and a weight to it that I just know that it's now. And I would be sad if I saw somebody else running with it. So an example of this, I never wanted to write. It's something that requires a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of wrestling, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I don't enjoy that, you know, like, it's labor. So it's never something that I wanted to do or wanted to pursue. You know, you also have to dig really deep and get into not just thoughts, but emotions and heart and so much to really get a compelling message, right? So it takes a lot of wrestling to birth a really powerful message. And so to me, I was like, yeah, no, nope, I'd rather not. The idea of that kind of wrestle is not attractive to me. But there was a time where that's all God was calling me to do. Now, I had never written anything in my life. I was barely journaling at this point. Again, did not like the thought of any of these things. But I was in a season of giving God my yes. And so he dropped this to me as something to do. So I'm like, ah, man, I see what you're doing here. And I have to say yes just because I said I would, right? My word. Integrity is everything. So I also felt like, man, like, if somebody else comes out with this message that I know that God has been stirring up in me, I would be so bummed. So bummed, because I know that God, like, entrusted that to me. And to know that I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to pass, and then somebody else ran with it, I would be disappointed. So that's sometimes how I know too, that I'm like, you better run. You better partner with God, because this thing is coming forth with or without you. Okay. Also, you are being held accountable to what God is telling you to do. So I just love to meditate on that thought when you think about, well, so-and-so is not supporting me, or so-and-so is telling me this, or so-and-so, well, so-and-so, right, is not hearing from God for you. I always think that's so fascinating when so many people are, you know, a born-again believer today and tomorrow they're a prophet. I don't understand. That's not what? So they want to tell you all these things, right? As if God doesn't speak to you, or that you can't hear from God for yourself, which I find very, very interesting, right? So you've got to have discernment here and some wisdom, but you are being held accountable to what God is telling you to do, okay? And at the end of the day, that's on you. That won't be on other people, okay? You are accountable to what God is asking and requiring of you. So that's why it's so important to understand what God is asking or requiring of you, and for you to work your lane, okay? And it's through obedience that we eat the good of the land. Your life is always moving at the speed of your obedience. So if you feel stuck, if you feel hopeless, I hope this message is encouraging you to think about your gifts and your calling, okay? When you start operating in cultivating your gifts, okay, pursuing the gifts like the word tells us to do. And a lot of times I have found that you pursue the gifts in volunteering, you pursue the gifts in serving, okay? And then you start finding out and discovering your uniqueness, right? And how God has formed, shaped, and anointed you, the people that you're called to, the places that really are hungry for your gifts, right? The places that you really do feel called to, right? You also often get summoned or called into things when you are being obedient, and when you're around other people and they see you operating in these gifts, right? Then they can call you into different assignments. So that's another thing as well, being seen, not being isolated in some sort of way. Okay, so fellowshipping with God is big, but also fellowshipping with believers is big for that reason as well. Okay, so thinking about how you can value the value that God has placed in you, the treasure that God has placed in you, the masterpiece that you are, right? Who he's put you on this earth to be for such a time as this, the unique challenges, stories, gifts, talents, abilities that he's entrusted to you to share and to offer up as service to the lives of other people. Start thinking about those things, okay? And start thinking about how you can upgrade your intimacy with God in this season and how you can just simply obey, right? We are always moving. Our life is always moving at the speed of our obedience. So when we're not obeying, this is when we feel stuck and we can live our lives in stuck. When we start obeying, when we start doing the last thing God said and start moving in the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, very quickly, we are accelerated into destiny. Very quickly, right? Like God can literally fast track you, okay? And shave off years of your life. He can redeem time. He can restore years. Nothing is impossible for him. But the willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land, right? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is the way, okay? And intimacy with God is everything. It's where wisdom, strategies, trust, okay, surrender, so many beautiful blessings come just from intimacy. And in any season, no matter how close or how far away you would describe your relationship with God, there are always upgrades available. So I just encourage you to think about, what does it look like to upgrade your intimacy with God in this season? And how might that be directly connected to your hope? Right? Our help and our hope are in him. And when we put our hope in the wrong place, this is when we fall into hopelessness and powerlessness. All right? If you need help with any of these things, a couple of things that some of y'all, I don't know if you knew about this, but I have, let's see, I don't know if that's in the show notes. I'll put it in the show notes, but I have breakthrough coaching sessions. So these work great for people that maybe don't want to go on a longer term commitment, although I highly recommend that, 3 months or more, only because when you get delivered from something, let's say, you now have a journey of walking out who you are without that thing you got delivered from. And that takes some time, right? Coming into who you are in Christ, your identity takes some time, right? Starting to show up and operating in the gifts and the abilities God has given you, that takes some time. You get a lot of feedback that can be really uncomfortable. Starting to expand your influence and partner with God and create something, right? Out of nothing with him, when you're starting to operate supernaturally, when you've only been living in the natural, this is really important to have a spiritual running buddy, okay? Somebody that's been on the journey, somebody that has these outcomes that you desire. It's a really big deal and that can take some time. So I do recommend a longer term coaching relationship. But for some of you that need breakthrough like today, like you've got to make a decision within 24 hours, I do offer breakthrough sessions, okay? And you can book these at any time. They are first come, first served. That's how those are. But if you just follow the coaching link that I will put in the show notes, you can see the different ways to work together one-on-one. So I do have a couple of spots remaining for personal one-on-one coaching. But if you do just want a quick breakthrough session or even a clarity session, those are available to book. For those of you that have been curious, those are great ways to get help like now, okay? And not be on a wait list or not, you know, if you don't have funds at the moment to commit to something longer term, those are great, great options. Also, you can get coached for free in the God's Vibes podcast. So that's the God's Vibes hotline. That's another thing that you can do. If you want to get coached live here with me on the podcast, that's something that is an option to you. We keep that confidential. We don't use the video on that. We'll just use your first name and dive right in and guide you through some clarity, okay? So those are great coaching options for you. The other place to come get connected with Faith Walkers is Courage Co. Okay, it's www.courageco.org. It is a private app and there is so much in Courage Co. It's kind of insane, but in the best way, right? You can keep going and keep going and keep going no matter where you are. So you can come join us for prayer calls. You can join a small group, literally they're every day of the week for free. You can get rooted in different programs that we have. So we've got an entire year of Training on Demand, which is a great place if you just want to move at a self-pace. We've got a 30-day faith walking program. We've got Prophetic Monthly Training, which is live with us every single month with new content. We've got our VIP Mastermind, which is truly taking a topic like this to the next level. It's going deep with God and going through Holy Spirit boot camp, for real. It's internal inner healing, it's heart healing, it's renewing the mind, it's developing emotional intelligence, it is activating the gifts, it is so many things. With so many bonuses and support and weekly coaching and a beautiful community. We also have a life coach certification program. The next round will start in July, so you'll be hearing more about that. But there is so much that you can get plugged into that we barely even talk about on the podcast. So if you want to come grow and run alongside some spiritual running buddies, you know, other faith walkers, get activated, start discovering what is possible with God and how to be an example of what's possible with Him, that's the community, right? We don't need more examples of cowardice. We truly need more people that step into courage and that live their lives as examples of what's possible with God. So if you want to be around people that are doing that quite literally every single day, if you get in there, you'll see the community is so life-giving, so encouraging. We definitely celebrate a culture of honor. We cultivate respect in there. It's a very beautiful, beautiful space. So come join us, www.courageco.org. If you've got specific questions, you can always go to julianapage.com to explore or email the team at info@julianapage.com. All right, everybody, I hope this message blessed you. Until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co yet, what are you doing? Courage Co is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think and succeed the way He always intended and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.